Chapter 84. His body ached something fierce, but it had been worth it. He had kept his position in the crane's backyard until all the lights had gone off in the house, and then given it another hour. At that point, when he was sure Molly and her family were all asleep, he checked the perimeter of the house by going back over the fence and making wide circles of the area on foot. Each circle a little bit closer in to the crane house than the previous one. If Peepers was here, he was even better than everyone assumed he was. He would have to have been a ghost. As Jesse had walked his tightening circles, he had been careful not to make assumptions that would get people killed. Peepers obviously had skills other than torture and invisibility. The way he'd murdered Gino Fish's receptionist said he was good with a knife. The way he'd killed the old woman, the cabbie, and the dog in Salem said he was great and accurate with a handgun at close range. That he had made a successful headshot through draperies at a few hundred yards said he was good with a rifle. He could also manage to build a working explosive device. So as he walked those circles, Jesse checked up trees and under cars, searched for cases and packages, anything that didn't seem to belong. He took no comfort when he came up empty. After he watched Molly's husband leave for work, waiting for her to put her girls on the school bus, Jesse returned to her backyard. It was a day off for her. He hadn't risked approaching her when her family was home, and he could not approach through the front door. There was always the chance that Peepers was watching. Even when he was certain the house was empty, Jesse didn't approach her back door directly either. Instead, he threw pebbles at her kitchen window and back door windows from the cover of the side of the shed. Molly, an annoyed scowl on her face, flung the door open and stepped out onto the small back deck. "Okay, wise ass, who's—"
"I'm the wise ass," Jesse said in a voice not much above a whisper, "and I'm over by the shed. Come over here and pretend to fuss with the bushes."
The scowl left her face as she seemed to immediately understand the situation. She stepped off the small deck, opened the shed door, got out some pruning shears, and snipped away at a few leaves.
"Is he here?" she asked, fear in her usually steady voice.
"In paradise, yes. But I don't think he's near here, at least not yet. I've been watching your house since last night."
"Where, then? He can't hurt my kids, Jesse. What if—"
"Stop it, Molly. Don't go there."
"But how and why are you even here?"
He did a brief rundown of what had transpired over the last 24 hours. As he spoke, Molly's hands began to shake, and her pruning became angry and erratic. It was clear to Jesse that Molly could think of nothing else but the danger to her kids. And once again, he felt that sense of relief at never having had kids.
"Who's on the desk this morning?" Jesse asked.
"Alicia."
"When we're done here, call her and tell her to put Gabe on patrol at your girl's school. Don't have him sit on the school, have him circle."
"Thanks, Jesse."
"I don't think he'll go after your family, but I can't have you worry too much."
"So, what's the plan?"
As Jesse opened his mouth, the phone rang in the house. Molly didn't move to answer it.
"Go get that, Molly. Don't do anything out of the ordinary. Just put the shears down and answer. Maybe it has something to do with Peepers."
Molly came back out onto the deck a few minutes later, her face white. Her expression screamed to Jesse. He shot out from behind the shed and ran to her.
"What is it?"
She didn't answer him, but kept staring off into the distance. Jesse took her by the biceps and shook her. As he did, he repeated the question. Then,
"Is it your kids? Your hus?"
"Suit,"
she said.
"What about Suit?"
"He hasn't come back in off patrol, and he won't answer his radio."
"Fuck.
Alicia has the guys out looking for his car."
"Did they check his house?" Jesse asked, even as he pulled his cell from his pocket.
"He's not there."
Molly's voice was near cracking. Suddenly, something like a smile came across her lips.
"What is it?"
"I think I know where he might be."
The smile disappeared.
"Oh, no. Oh, sh—"
"What?"
"While you were gone, Suit got engaged."
"Engaged?" To Elena Wheatley. She used to teach at the high school before you came to town. She moved back to Paradise a few months ago when her mom passed. Suit reconnected with her, and they've been quietly seeing each other since. He wanted to tell you about it himself when you got back because he wants you to be best man. Get dressed and go to the station. Alicia is good, but she's not ready to handle what you can handle. Should I call the Stadies and get everyone over there? No, I don't want a cruiser or another cop within a half mile of that house. I'll handle this. What's Elena's address? But no, Molly, that's an order. This is on me. You just be ready if I need you. Should I drive you over there? Jesse shook his head. It'll be almost as fast if I cut through the woods. Besides, I don't want you anywhere near Peepers or that house. He turned and walked to the back fence. Jesse, Molly said, calling after him, be safe. I can't lose you. He smiled at her, but didn't say a word.